After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another week of AfterBuzz TV presents Insecure. We are on week 5 of quarantine and week 5 of having our cocktails at home.
Cheers.
Delicious. Does everybody have a cocktail or something?
I had water. I had my cocktail last night. I do kind of wish this was a cocktail at this point, though.
Oh, it's a mocktail. So raise your glass if you have one. Once again, we are telecommunicating from our homes. This is another week. We're on week 5 of Insecure, episode 5, low-key moving on. And low-key, this was the most high-key episode that we've seen all season and one that we've been anticipating. But before we get to the nitty-gritty of this episode, obviously we need to do some introductions. I have the pleasure of joining this video call and podcast every week with three people that I've never met in my life. So I'm going to allow them, and we always say ladies first, but on here it's guys first, to introduce themselves. Kim Folk, go ahead.
All right, I am Kenneth Ware. Out here quarantined, out here in LA. And this episode was, I would just say, shit hit the fan. And I'll leave it at that.
Fan.
And I'm going to throw it to Mia somewhere.
I know, right? Zoom life. Hi, everybody. I'm Mia. So happy to be here as always. You know, just feeling good. Like McCall said, we've all never met, but I feel like I know you guys. This has been so fun already. We already have covered so much ground. We have so much more to go. I'm so excited to discuss this episode. It was definitely the best one yet, for sure, this season.
And last but not least, our resident superstar. You've seen her on Broadway and The Lion King and a number of other productions. The Curvy Critic, Carla Renata. Tell people what's up.
What's up, y'all? I'm Carla Renata, aka The Curvy Critic, and I was all about this episode 5. It was crack-a-lackin', and I can't wait for us to get into it.
Damn, I ain't heard crack-a-lackin' since 1999. You taking it way back, Carla.
Whatever, McCall. Whatever!
Whatever, L7 Weenie! Mia, that's a very nice head wrap you got going on. I see, you know, you're switching it up today.
Oh, thank you. Yes. My friend is making headbands, Quentin John. Check him out. But yeah, it's really cool. It's fun. You can reverse it. You can tie it to a bag, a belt. It's nice. So yeah.
And it's awesome too.
Oh, he is single. He's okay. Single. McCall, I got you, girl. Let's talk after this.
Asking for me. I was asking for an individual on this show.
Oh, got you.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and Carla, I forgot. Forgive me. Single and ready to mingle as well. My fault. So first, you know what I love to do. I have to give a shout out to everybody who's been on YouTube. And shout out to Mia and to Carla. I know you guys go into the YouTube comments and you guys post responses and whatnot. Thank you guys for doing that. And I want to do a shout out today to all the people that went into our YouTube over the past week. So I will start from the top again. I'm going to butcher names. It just maybe in the comments next week, write like the first line of how to pronounce your screen name because I'm going to mess it up. Shan Mick, shout out to you. J.L. O'Brien. L. Dot. You know, it's funny. My grandfather's name was just L. Dot. So I don't know if this is my grandpa, but he's been dead for like 80 years. So anywho. Minnie D84, Carrie the Writer Anderson, shout out to you. Nicole Benford, Lovable Nikki, nice to see you once again. Jasmine Newsom, Kai Kai, another favorite, Kent, Keith N, Miss Witch, Kimberly Reese, Brent Dismuke, who else? Patrice Hodge, thank you guys for joining on. Joetta A. Johnson, thank you. Okay, so I want to shout out this person because, and I had to check, because I said, okay, did they just log on this morning and write this comment, or did they actually predict something? So Fusion Love Stories, which I'm pretty sure I've seen on our chats over the years, wrote 5 days ago, I think Issa is going to call Nathan and connect with Andrew through him. That will be the nail in the coffin on their friendship. Like, I don't know how I missed that, but Fusion Love Stories, you were on it. Spaztastic, thank you for signing on. S. Christine, E. Starkey, Felicity 623, TLH, just a bunch of T letters. Thank you for signing on. Julia Viota Mayep. Julia, thank you so much. James Earl Moans. I see what you did. Donnie Ray, Clorianne Robinson, Tasha Hartzog, Donnie Ray, we're almost at the end. OS3, Keisha A, and who else? We have one more reply at the end that I need to get open. GMA, you guys, like, seriously, write.
So many letters.
A lot of letters. But thank you guys for signing on to our YouTube. And Kenneth Ware, can you please let everybody know how they can interact with us today live?
Yes, they are in this chat room cutting up. Shout out to Armani, Kayla, Shalinda. I mean, shout out to everybody in here. They are saying that Molly was so wrong. They're talking about Kelly.
Oh.
They cutting up today in this chat. It's off the chain. Cheers to the chat.
We're going to raise our glass to the chat, you guys. We're going to have a nice little episode. So let's get into it. First things first, we see Issa on the phone with somebody. We discover it is Nathan. So they're communicating via Instagram DMs, you know, sliding in DMs, and they hop on a call. And I know that Mia does high key, low key, and gets our opinion on things, but I want to go around the loop. And I'll start with Carla. So around the loop, starting with Carla, do you think it was appropriate for Issa to say to Nathan, and mind you, they haven't talked in a while, but it looks like he did her a solid, but to disclose that I don't really F with Molly anymore. Was that low-key cool or high-key disrespectful?
It was low-key cool because it was the truth. It wasn't like she was saying that and starting something. And not to mention the fact that when she was having that conversation with Nathan, it was just a casual conversation, like, oh, you up, what you doing, can we talk situation. It wasn't her reaching out to Nathan going, can you do me a solid type of situation. So it was, as far as I was concerned, it was all right, you know.
Okay. Mia, you got a thought?
I do. I did not like that. And you know how I feel. I love Issa, but I mean, to say you don't F with someone anymore means you're done. Like that means there's no friendship, like they're dead to you. That there's no redeeming quality about that. And Molly says, you know, she says, I love her, but I don't really like her right now. I think that's a more suitable thing to say, because you can just tell where they stand. Like Issa's really done. She's done, as we see later, because you know how that goes. But yeah, I didn't think it was cool.
Word up. Kenneth, any thoughts?
Yes, I did not think that was cool. You're having pillow talk with Nathan. You haven't talked to him in forever. Why are you even disclosing this information to him? Just get whatever you need from him in the middle of the night. You shouldn't be talking about your other friends with him. Like, first of all, where have you been? Like, let's get that clear. So, like what? So, no, I wasn't feeling that. And like you said, when you say that you're done, like, I don't F with this person anymore, like, you're done. So it's like, why was she even at the block party? Like, you're not, like, so be careful what you throw out there. So it happened.
Okay, but hold on, wait a minute. Hold up, before you go on, McCall, hold on, wait a minute, Ken.
I'm going to throw it back to you, Carla.
All right.
I have a count. So Mia said that's not cool. Kenneth said that wasn't cool. And I just want to throw in my vote. I also agree. That was not cool. You are by yourself with this argument, and I want you to defend it through and through. So, Carla, why do you feel like that's cool to do? Because I think that was effed up.
Look, I'm used to being on the island by myself and having my own opinion, so it's all good. But this is the thing. She didn't offer that information about Molly. He asked her. He said, oh, Andrew is kicking it with your girl Molly, and she didn't say nothing. He said, oh, what's up? Y'all not cool no more? And then she said, I don't F with Molly no more like that. That was it. But he asked her. It wasn't like she started the conversation and said, you know what? I don't know why your boy Andrew is hanging with her. Like, it wasn't that type of situation. He asked her. And if you ask me a question, I'm going to answer you. If you don't want to know the answer, then don't ask me.
So my Margarita wants to respond to what you said and ask you a question.
Okay.
So if I ask you something, you automatically have to give me a response. And frankly, you have to tell me the truth. Like, you can dance around it as well. Like, you don't feel like there was more tackle way. Like, somebody might say, Carla, now how old are you? Now, are you going to answer that live on AfterBuzz TV? Because I know I'm not. So
everybody know how old I am. It ain't no secret, but that's beside the point. But this is the point. This is the point in answer to what you said. In answer to what you asked me, no, I wouldn't answer a question every time somebody asked me and tell them the truth. It depends on the situation. But I think with Issa in this particular situation, in this fictional situation with these fictional characters on this TV show, in that situation, when he asked her and she told him what he wanted to know, she pretty much was done with Molly. She's like, yo, I'm done. I don't want to talk about her. I'm done. And think about it. Think how nasty Molly had been to her. I would have been done with her too. So we can agree to disagree and move on, honey.
I do. I have a point. This is kind of besides all of that. But my thing is, Issa, can you spend 1 minute alone? Why was she out here texting someone she's barely talked to again at whatever time it was while she's making a quesadilla? She really is. I'm like, girl, you need to learn how to spend some time alone. Fictional Issa would not do well in quarantine right now. Because if you're up here and you need to talk to someone every minute of the day, I said, who is this man? I mean, I know who he is and we've seen Nathan, but like, I'm like, who is he? Who is he to you right now? Like, take a second and breathe, journal, figure out why you're so mad at Molly. Like, I was just like, that's a whole nother issue. But I was like, girl, take some time.
Okay, well, we got to move on from that point. Again, the score, the official score of round one, this is like Versus. Shout out to Erica Badu and Jill Scott this weekend doing Versus. That was really dope. But the score of round one is 3-1. Carla coming out on the short end of that round. Their opportunity. We have a lot of time on this podcast. So moving on, we're going to get to Andrew and Molly actually getting ready to go to the block party, which again, production-wise, I'm glad that the block party is occurring episode 5, because to my understanding, it's a 10 episode season. You guys, please correct me if I am wrong, because I am a lot. But to have this kind of like crescendo halfway through gives us an opportunity to probably have some nice resolution getting ready for season 5. So I do like the way they played that out. Now, Andrew and Molly getting ready to go to this block party. Molly pretty much doesn't want to go, which again, I'll reserve my comments about that towards the end. But I want to bring up something about keeping score in a friendship. Is it wrong or right to keep score in a friendship? And I bring this up because Molly said, well, I had some kind of celebration regarding work. I can't remember what she was celebrating. And Issa didn't come to my party. And we had to eat all this fish and all this mercury with 3 people. If you guys are really friends, why are you keeping score? Is that a sign of, you know, things to come? And is that really a sign of who Molly is at her core, right? Because I think Molly does this quite a bit, just in my opinion, is keeping score. But what is your opinion on Molly keeping score? Carla, because you lost last round, I'll let you go first.
You know what? I'm going to let that slide.
What? It's the microphone.
That's okay. So in answer to the question, it's petty. It's just petty. Why are you keeping score? It's petty. Now, if you upset about it and you were upset about it in the moment, then you should have stepped to her in the moment and said something about it in the moment. You don't sit back and harbor that kind of stuff in the background. And then when something comes up where she kind of needs you as a friend and you want to step up as a friend, but now you're going to bring up, oh, but she didn't come to this, 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 and this. That's petty. And that's just another sign that she just is done with the relationship or the friendship as Issa is.
Anybody else?
Yes, I say they're equally done with each other. It was very petty. Shout out to the Kirby critic. but it was very petty. And just even having that negative energy around your new man and as you're going to this block party to support your best friend. I mean, it was just even from like a her man standpoint, it's just like, wow, you're really showing him who you are as a friend. Like, and I mean, we didn't know at the time that he kind of was involved later, but it's just like, wow, like you're really showing your ass.
You sound like my mom, Kenneth. How about that? Just show your
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
You know, I tried to do my best yesterday. But Mia, go ahead. Please share your opinion about that scene.
So I was going to say, when Andrew said, so you're going to leave her, you're going to punish her by leaving her hanging like that. And she was like, no, we have to go. To me, that showed that Molly is not as done with the friendship as Issa, because she wouldn't have gone at all. If she was really as done, I don't think she would have showed up. And that'd be like that, for real. Like, let's be honest, like with the friends sometimes, you're mad at them, but you're like, I'm going to go anyway. I have to support them. And so to me, it's just like, Molly is so spotty, because that is a sign of a true friend. Like, that's unconditional friendship. I'm mad at her, but I'm going to go. But then she's conditional with like, but don't cross this boundary with my boyfriend. And like, I'm only doing favors for you when we're on good terms. So it just, to me, it doesn't add up. Like, her definition of friendship is just weird. And so, I don't know. I guess, yeah, it was petty. It was petty overall. I guess you could say that. Yeah.
So here's my take on that. You guys all brought up excellent points. Thank you guys for mentioning. I just want to give my quick take. Number one, I believe it was Mia just now said, okay, so what does that say to Andrew? You doing some stuff that I think is not becoming when you're around somebody. Well, maybe it's good that you're sharing this, so he knows how you really get down. But I got to give Andrew some credit in that scene, because he said, look, Issa's trying to put on a big event. It is not easy. As somebody who's done that kind of stuff in the past, and it's a lot of work. And if you don't have people around you who love and support you and can be empathetic to the stuff that's on your plate, it is hard to maintain sometimes when they don't quite understand. So I do give Andrew a little bit of credit for trying to get Molly to a point where it's like, hey, you know, you have to cut her some slack here, because she's never done this before, right? Mm-hmm. But I do have an issue with Andrew in that scene. You guys are having a wonderful dialogue. You know, he's dropping dimes and he's dropping wisdom. Don't you think that would have been a good point to say, and you know, cut her some slack. I had an opportunity to talk to her on the phone or however they connected about Vince Staples. And, you know, I feel for her. And I made a point to make a couple of calls on her behalf and helped her out with today. So I want you to know, before we get there, I helped her out with getting Vince Staples. That would have been the time, to me, where Andrew should have said how all of this came together, and he didn't. So I don't know how to exactly feel about it. I just know that it would have been best if he had said something during that scene. But that's just me. That's just me. So moving on to, now we didn't talk about this last week, Condola's name and why her name is Condola. Did anybody read the article about why they chose the name Condola for this character?
Tell us. No.
Okay, so I'll just real quick. Condola's name was inspired by Condola Rashad. So if you guys have been watching The Last Dance on ESPN about Michael Jordan and the Bulls, there's a guy named Ahmad Rashad who's all in Last Dance. He was married previously to Felicia Rashad, better known as Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show. And they had a daughter named Condola Rashad, who's a beast out here on Broadway. And I know Carla knows about Condola Rashad. So that's where the name came from, is Condola. I guess Issa felt like, you know, Condola, the real life Condola, is all of the magic that she was trying to put into the character on the show. So her name is not canola oil. It is Campbell's soup, Condola. After Condola Rashad, go look her up. She has IMDb and all the other stuff. So let's talk about, it's the day of the block party. We're finally here. Mind you, as somebody who works in events and sports and whatnot, you know, a lot of times events start and stuff still ain't set up, and it just cracked me up, because they were like, yeah, this started 17 minutes ago. And the vendors are still rolling in. They still ain't got the stuff together. But it was cool to see Condola walks up, not dressed to work, not a staff t-shirt, nothing, not a headset. She's there. She's a citizen of the people. She's just there, right? And she discloses that she broke up with Lawrence. So reaction to that scene, Mia, you first.
I actually had a pit in my stomach when this whole thing started. When she was setting up for the block party, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm nervous. Something bad's gonna happen. And of course, we see that she talks to Condola, and I don't think, okay, I have mixed feelings. I don't think Condola handled it the best, but I also don't think she's wrong to do what she did. Like, I think she took time to process what happened with Lawrence. She knows she did give her space, and I think she apologized like a real lady. Like, I think an apology goes a long way. And I was talking about this earlier with my friends, like, a confession or just saying that you were wrong is different than an apology. And the fact that she said, I'm sorry, I didn't answer you, like, it was my fault, my bad, blah, 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 was cool. And I think when she said that they broke up, and then she saw Issa's reaction in that moment when Issa was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea, I'm so sorry, I think in that moment, Condola forgave her. You could see that she softened up and she was like, okay, she really didn't know. But then we didn't see the rest of the episode. So who knows? I don't know where that's going to go. I'm excited to see. So.
Okay. Anybody else have an opinion or a comment on that scene?
Shout out to Danielle Harris in the live chat who said that Condola was straight trash to ghost Issa because her and Lawrence broke up. That was just very awkward. I mean, but at least she came and checked on the Spotify vendor. She ghosted her. I'm glad that it didn't put a damper on the party and like say some vendors didn't show up or like it still was able to go accordingly. Condola showed up. And you're right, Mia. It's like when she probably was shocked, like, oh, like Lawrence didn't tell you, like, oh, I thought y'all would have been talked about this. Ain't no telling, you know, what she was kind of thinking about. But it was, I do believe, like, she kind of forgave her in that moment. It's kind of was like put on her big girl panties, I guess. And it was like, okay. And, you know, it was bittersweet. But I was just like, my Condola, like, I'm team Lawrence and Issa. So it's just like, hey, you win some and you lose some. And I want Issa and Lawrence to win.
Carla, what you got to say about this?
It was petty. Again, my word for the day, petty. It was petty. It was petty that she ghosted her. It was petty that she showed up the way that she did. And it was also petty that she showed up, to your point, Ken, that she showed up to check on her vendor. She just wanted to make sure her reputation wasn't, you know, stretched out of whack by something that Issa may or may not have done. She was just petty.
Okay, so we typically don't do drinking games, but you know, what the hell, it's quarantine. Every time Carla says this episode, take a sip. You guys can, but I will
for my ginger ale.
Carla, because I think you said petty twice.
Everybody in the live chat, petty. Make sure y'all have a drink next week because we're going to play a drinking game. Live chat.
Petty tastes delicious. I think everybody should be petty if it tastes like this. My God. So let me get my take on that. You know, I watch this show unlike a lot of people. I don't really care about the actual like drama and things that go on, but I'm one of those like realists. So when I watch a show, I want to know, well, how realistic is this to life in LA? I will say, if we've signed on to do business together, we have an event coming up and we have vendors who have paid sponsorship. There's no way you're showing up day of, right? Either you don't show up at all, but you're not showing up day of, like, oh, what's up? Like, let's just talk this out. If you, and here's the other thing. Even if Issa knew, like, business comes first. And this is one of my biggest gripes about the show, that they do not emphasize business coming first. Condola, if you're supposed to be this, you know, very forward-thinking, highly regarded businesswoman in LA, you would really stop doing business over something personal? And especially with somebody you've only been dating for, and again, the timeline escapes me right now, but it hasn't even been 6 months, but you would drop the ball and drop out of a business deal like that. Let me tell you something. If I were Issa, I'm blackballing you. I'm running your name. I'm running your name through the mud because I'm gonna let everybody know. Yeah, she was dating my ex and got in her feelings and dropped the ball. So Spotify, I wouldn't F with her down the road. You know what I'm saying? Sonos, I wouldn't F with her because she don't do good business. She lets a lot of things come in between business. I would blackball the hell out of Condola. And I like Condola, but I thought that was crazy to me because you got to put business first. Anybody that works with me knows McCall is about business number one. You don't do that. Now, if you want to have a conversation after the fact, you know, we have a recapping meeting. That's cool to bring up, but do not F with business because I'll run your name through the mud. That's just me.
She said.
That's not on that.
Do that. You don't do that because there are a number of things that Condola, you got to think about. Let's go back to episode, I want to say maybe one, when Issa was banging the TSA guy and they had the sponsor mixer, which was an excellent event. I thought that was really dope. And Condola, to my understanding and my recollection, she invited a lot of those people. They were able to book $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 sponsorship packages, mainly off of the strength of Condola's name. Now, all of a sudden, you don't show up, you're not involved. Oh, but when it comes time to re-up for next year's event, I'm gonna let everybody know, don't F with Condola, take everything through me. She ain't got nothing to do with this. Don't F with her, because she's not professional. And that's what happens in LA. That's what happens in business. So I thought that poor decision-making on Condola's part, you let the D get you dismissed. So I just want to talk about the block party, just overall. What do we think about the block party? Who are some of your favorite performers? I'm just going to start off. My favorite performer of the block party was the young lady who was doing spoken word. What did she say? She said, "Sister, sister, nice to meet you." She was doing the theme song from Sister, Sister. And then she said, "Sisters with voices."
SWV. Sisters with voices.
She's selling purses in the back.
Choices. Biggest takeaway from the block party, just the early scenes of the block party. What did you guys think? Were you guys surprised that Issa could actually pull it off on that level?
Well, I want to say give Kelly an Emmy. She was out here with that British accent throwing me. I was dying laughing. And the scene with Issa's brother, that's TV. That's TV, folks. I could not stop laughing. And I love, Derek is like, he's just really growing on me. He's so sweet. The fact that he literally just let Tiffany stay and was like, gave her no issue. She was like, I want to stay. He was like, cool. Bye. I was like, that's so sweet. Yeah. So yeah, it was fun in the early scenes. It was real cute. I liked it.
And Derek will probably end up with their baby when they get a divorce. You know, they're probably going to get a divorce down the road and Derek's going to end up with the baby because, you know, Tiffany hasn't been a good mom the whole time. I can already see it coming. She was drinking and trying to breastfeed. I can already see the stuff coming. But yeah, that was really dope. Anybody else have some early reactions to the block party, including the executive intern that I've never seen before?
Well, to Miss Brown Sugar's point, the executive intern was put on by Condola. She did hook that up. So she didn't really, she pulled out of it, but she still kind of helped a little bit because that was, the intern was through Condola. Issa mentioned that. So shout out to Miss Brown Sugar for pointing that out. But favorite part of the block party was probably the wobble. I just love a good community fellowship and it brought everybody together. I was like, okay, like feeling it. And it was good to see everybody laugh and smile. And we saw Asian Bay. He kind of hit it, you know. It wasn't A1 wobble, but you know, he was B level. So, you know, he could come to the cookout. Her brothers won't make fun of him as much. But you know, that was just a beautiful moment. Everybody hitting the wobble. You know, that's my highlight.
Carla, what you gotta say? Cause you over there wobbling right now. Carla, what's up?
I agree with everything that everybody said, but one of the moments that really had me hollering is at the beginning when people were coming up to Issa and one guy gave her the broken chair and the other one was like, I can't be next to the stage, like all that drama that goes on during a live event, people coming up to you with stuff that really is not all that important in the big scheme of things. That just made it a little bit more realistic, you know, instead of them just acting like it was going to go off without a hitch from beginning to end. I'm glad that they threw, you know, some things in there that made it feel a little more realistic in terms of that and the chick up on the stage with the spoken word. When she said, I'm selling stuff in the back, I'm like,
and I'm selling purses.
That was funny.
That was cool. That was real cool. So when Issa and her executive intern went to the back to go check on Vince Staples, because he's posting pictures on Instagram from Miami. This sounds like the artist, what is her name? Summer Walker, who was posting pictures like around Toronto, but yet she was supposed to have a concert and she's posting pictures with Drake like out in the streets and her fans are like, what's going on? Artists have to stop doing that. But they went to the back to go check on Vince Staples and her executive assistant started having the nosebleed, remember? I'm sorry?
No, I was saying creepy. Yes, creepy.
Creepy. I'm very creepy. But does anybody, and please feel free to put it in the live chat, the dude that was playing the manager for Vince Staples, I feel like he started on Disney Channel. I cannot think of his name or what show I have seen him on, but I know this guy. He was on Disney Channel back in the day. I feel like when I used to watch the famous Jet Jackson, shout out to Lee Thompson Young, rest in peace. But I feel like that guy came from Disney Channel. That's just, you know, a little cameo. So let's kind of get into a moment where I thought that things were actually coming back together. And that's when Molly had extra chicken wings, knowing that Issa's been running around like a chicken with her head cut off. Just reaction, first gut reaction to seeing them have that moment where it seemed like maybe things can improve.
Thing with Molly is if you're gonna take the step in the direction of kindness, you gotta go all the way. So I was like, this is so cute. I was like, she brought her food, like she's being a good friend. I'm glad she showed up for her. But then I was like, can't you fake pretend to be happy for her, girl? Like, that silence was so uncalled for, to sit there awkwardly like a 15-year-old twiddling her thumb, seeing if Issa was going to say something first. Just, this is the time. Okay, this is the thing. This entire season, this was not the time to pretend like nothing was wrong. When you're like at a house with friends hanging out, when Tiffany has her baby and all this stuff, this is when you, that's when you should have gone to the corner and talked about it. But today is the time that you bring her that, those chicken wings, and you say, all right, what's up? Like, I'm so happy for you. Like, this is so great. Yada, 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 yada. I'm glad it came together. And then you peace out and say, I'll let you do your thing. This is when you pretend, and she couldn't even do it in that moment. So I was happy she did it. But then I also was like, oh my gosh, Molly was being Molly.
Molly was being Molly. Kirby Critic, you got anything for that?
Yeah, I agree with what Mia said. I felt like there was that brief moment where it looked like she was going to apologize, but she had that sourpuss look on her face. Like, she just, it was almost like she was jealous that Issa had done well so that she couldn't have another reason to bag on her. And I just want to throw something in real quick and flip it back just a second to the block party. That moment where Issa was like, where are my black people at? What are all these white people doing here? And how do they always find us? I hollered. That was funny. But yeah, it was funny. But yeah, that was a really awkward, it was awkward to watch that. It hurt.
That was one that hurt.
Yes, and somebody in the live chat pointed out that that guy Jermaine was in Stump the Yard, and somebody also said he was in Fat Albert. So I don't know.
He was.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Live chat. They are very resourceful.
Shout out to
I would say that with Molly and Issa, it was like watching Joan and Tony from Girlfriends, just like the demise of their friendship. We've been seeing it since episode one of this season, just this miscommunication and not communicating and avoiding. And right when those chicken wings came, we thought like, oh, they're about to have a moment. Then it was like, nope, again. So it was just all that brewing and boiling in the pot, and it was just bound to blow up. I'm disappointed that it blew up at the block party, but.
Yeah. Can't agree more. So a couple of things about all of that that I just wanted to share. You know, I do think that there is a conversation that has to be had. I don't know why, like, somebody's got to step in and like really force them to not go too deep into that conversation at the block party. I don't know, like, where was the executive intern? Like, somebody needed to, like, I don't understand how it escalated to that point. I didn't love it. But Issa mentioned something about, and maybe I'm remembering something else, but didn't she mention to Molly about how she's always trying to like sabotage or mess things up? And she said that like in reference to Andrew. What did you guys feel about her trying to shade her in front of her man?
I said, oop, he helped you. He helped you out. Don't shade him like that. I was mad. Issa was good up until then. I was like, stop. Yeah.
Is it petty when anybody says petty, you have to drink, or is it just the Kirby Critic? That was petty.
I'm going to just drink, so.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that was petty. I just think that was petty. That was rude, because she, like, looked back at him to make sure. Like, oh, he's right here. He can hear me. Okay. Bam. I'm like, ooh, y'all playing dirty. They were, oof. Mm-mm. Kirby Critic, what's up?
It was ugly. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It was ugly. They was about to get up in each other's face. She was like, oh, what you gonna do? Like, they were in each other's grill about to, like, throw some punches. And they had to be pulled back. When what happened? What always happens when black people having fun? Somebody got a gun. Somebody got a knife. Was it a gun? Was it a knife? What the hell was it? And then Kelly starts running and loses the accent. And homeboy's like, I thought you were from England. She's like, I'm from Philadelphia, baby. I'm from Philly. And bounce. I was
out of it.
I hollered. It was funny. That was the perfect way to get the edge off of that moment, because it was ugly and uncomfortable.
Absolutely. Absolutely ugly and uncomfortable. And then, you know, we see the end of the episode where Nathan, you know, ask Issa, you know, do you need any help? Do you want me to stay? And she's like, no. And it's like, okay. So here's actually, no, I'm going to say this in the predictions. Okay. Because we do have to get wrapped up. So I'm going to save what I'm going to say for the predictions. Can I get some prediction music?
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Mm. Ooh, okay, smooth jazz, except not. Okay, so I will bring this prediction back up. Kenneth Ware, I'm gonna let you kick off the predictions and I'm gonna round it out. So Kenneth, Mia, Carla, predictions.
I'm predicting that Issa and Lawrence will have a sit down conversation or something and we'll see kind of where they will progress. And also Issa and Molly, I don't see them avoiding each other for the next episode. So maybe they'll connect and talk it out. Wishful thinking.
Mia?
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I'm in between a lot of thoughts right now, but I think Andrew and Molly's relationship is going to suffer from this. I think they're going to have a talk about things. I'll be interested to see that. And I think Molly's going to approach Issa first after this.
I think it's going to be a situation where, since they've been working this whole flashback situation, moving up to the present moment, we're going to see that moment where some things go down between Issa and Molly, like the whole fish thing and her inviting her. We might see that. We might see some other things, but we'll definitely probably see some kind of some type of situation where they actually hash it out post block party.
Okay, so I have two predictions and I'm just going to do two. I don't care. So number one, we saw Thug Yoda make a comeback this episode. I love seeing Thug Yoda. He's awesome. He's so funny. And he said something to Issa. He was like, there were two lesbians that moved in or something like that. And they fighting and, you know, he was just giving her an update. And he goes, I can hook you up or something like that. And she's like, oh, I'm not gay. And he was like, yet. Now, here's my prediction. Nathan and Andrew, this is why you don't tell this dude stuff, because dudes can be just as messy as females. And as women, because I know we don't say females. As a woman, I don't particularly love it. I don't know why I said that. But these guys are going to try to pit them against each other, or they're going to get too involved, right? And I think that Andrew and Nathan are both going to get the boot. And either one of two things is going to happen. Either Issa's going to get back with Lawrence, or Issa and Molly don't start dating. And I'm saying this, I see this curveball happening because Thug Yoda asked Issa point blank. And I think there might be some other pent up stuff that they ain't talking about that's gonna play out in season 5 and 6. I'm saying it right now. And if they don't do it, that's because they watch this show and they don't wanna just play into what I'm talking about. That's just me. But thank you guys for the predictions. I know that, I don't recall any news this week, but Carla, please let us know. Do we have any news? Can I get some news music?
AfterBuzz TV News.
I'm going to just have this while it's playing. I love that song. Carla, what's up with the news?
All right, so Issa Rae is on the cover of the June issue of Cosmopolitan magazine. She talks about a lot of things. She talks about how she launched her tea and breakfast, a short-lived website that was intended as a Black millennial response to BuzzFeed. She also, remember I told y'all about her collaboration with Radio, R-A-E-D-I-O, where they're going to have a real block party when this pandemic raises the roof, honey. So if you want to know more about that, go to Radio, R-A-E-D-I-O, blockparty.com. There's information there. Natasha Rothwell, who plays Kelly, is in the new Wonder Woman movie coming out, Wonder Woman 1984. Their timeline has been pushed back to August 2020. And check out The Wind Down, where they have Issa Dee's brother Amal on there talking about the whole thing that went down this week.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, unfortunately, we got to get out of here, you guys. I wish we could talk more. But before we leave, Kirby Critic, where can they find you? Mia, where can they find you? And Kenneth Ware, where can they find you?
You can find me across all social media platforms at The Kirby Critic. You can also find me right here at AfterBuzz TV on Sundays for the General Hospital After Show. And right before that, at Black Hollywood Live, doing The Kirby Critic with Carla Renata on Black Hollywood Live.
Yes. What's up, guys? It's me again. You can find me on Twitter at Hot Mess Mia. It's a hot mess over there. On Instagram at Yours Truly Mia. I also have a YouTube account, and I'll be right here in AfterBuzz doing the Dead to Me After Show tonight. So check it out.
Shout out to these lovely ladies allowing me to join them on this panel. I am Kenneth Ware on all social media platforms. Holla at me. and I'm going to pass it up to McCall.
So you can find me drinking a margarita when sports and pop culture collide at McCall Hall of Fame on all platforms. You can find AfterBuzz TV on all platforms at AfterBuzz TV. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, keep the conversation going. We love to watch the things that are being said in the comment section and on Twitter. So keep having those conversations. Keep having your margaritas. We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.